This is Central Time. Governor Tony Evers says he plans on including $340 million in his executive budget proposal for childcare. The money would go to childcare centers around the state through the program Child Care Counts. It would replace federal pandemic funding that's likely to end later this year. Another $11 million per year would go to the Partner Up program, which aims to help employers provide childcare. Evers talked about that program in his State of the State address 2 weeks ago.
Through our Partner Up program, more than 200 employers from Prescott to Trivers are helping make childcare more affordable for their employees. We've also helped stabilize the childcare industry through our monthly childcare counts program, providing the financial stability providers needed to stay open and recruit and retain quality staff to care for our kids.
We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is this an issue that affects you? Are you a parent who's paying for childcare or trying to find childcare in your area that you can afford? Do you work in childcare or do you run a childcare outfit? What are things like for you? Are you seeing the impact of the federal payments via that pandemic era programming? What would it mean if that went away? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association and a founding member of Wisconsin Partners. Ruth, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us what Child Care Counts is, where the money's coming from, and especially what it's doing?
So Child Care Counts is a transformational program that Wisconsin started shortly after COVID. And COVID relief dollars began flowing from the federal government into states across our nation, specifically to support childcare. Wisconsin was sort of recognized as being a leader in developing a project called Child Care Counts, which was a mechanism by which the state was able to expedite getting COVID relief funding out the door into bank accounts of childcare programs so that they could keep their doors open. At a time when many people were taking children out of care, and yet essential workers in Wisconsin still needed that care. Throughout COVID, Child Care Counts has become a lifeline for child care at a time when workforce issues in our state have become sort of a crisis for child care. We've seen an exodus of people leaving this field, in part because of really competitive wages in other industries. So Child Care Counts has been absolutely vital in ensuring that our state has been able to keep child care open, operating, and child care programs have been able to pay their staff a more competitive wage.
I want to take a look at the child care picture. Even before COVID, Ruth, we talked about it on this show. The impression I get was costs were pretty high for parents when they could find child care. The people doing the job weren't getting paid a lot. And the people running these businesses were on pretty tight margins. They weren't getting rich in the middle. Is that about right? We had this kind of tight situation even pre-COVID?
That is absolutely correct. In simple terms, we call it sort of a broken business model. In other businesses that operate in a free market kind of manner, if you need more revenue to come in, you raise what you're charging people. In childcare, for them to bring in the revenue they need to pay competitive wages to their workforce. And when I'm saying competitive, let's just set the stage a little bit. In childcare, the average wages are about $11 to $13 an hour. So we are not talking huge investments of money into this workforce. We're just saying we need to be paying enough to be competitive and keep people in this field and not going into other types of work. And so in childcare programs simply cannot raise the rates that they charge working families because working families are tapped out. Average family is spending upwards of 20 to 30% of their household income on childcare for one child. Infant care in Wisconsin runs at least $12,000 a year. And many families simply cannot afford to take on higher payments. So Child Care Counts has been a mechanism that allows child care programs to get additional revenue so that they can keep their classrooms open and provide this incredible, necessary public good in communities across our state.
So we've got this child care council in Wisconsin now, thanks to the federal funding that's going away, as I understand it, most likely by the end of the year. Now, if that goes away, it isn't replaced at the state level. What do you see happening? Do we go back to that precarious pre-COVID situation, or do we end up, you know, worse even than 2019?
Yeah, I mean, so there is some data that we know about this. There have been surveys that have been done of the early care and education industry. And in Wisconsin, we know that about 60% of childcare programs are saying that if there is not ongoing funding for childcare counts, they will need to raise tuition rates when this money is gone. And so what this means for the average family is that we could see rates climbing 10, 20, 30%, which, you know, in dollars and cents, you're talking in another $80 a month for a working family to cover the cost of that care so that it replaces the revenue that currently is coming in through these federal dollars. And families just don't have that in their budgets to do it. And yet we cannot ask childcare to figure out how to pay their people and keep their doors open without this important revenue. So it is slated to end in January 2024, unless we are able to build off of what Governor Evers is proposing in terms of ongoing funding from state revenue into this important program.
We're talking with Ruth Schmidt, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association, looking at the impact of state-funded child care support as a federal boost in funding is expected to end, as you just heard, at the beginning of next year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a parent who has a kid in child care or would like to, are you able to find a child care center? Are you able to find one you can afford? How big a hit is it in your budget? If you're a child care worker or left the profession, love to hear from you with your experience, what you saw, or if you operate a child care center. And Governor Evers, as we said, looking to replace that federal funding in the state budget. He's expected to talk about that in his budget address tomorrow night. Do you want to see that happen? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our conversation with Ruth Schmidt, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association, about what a lack of funding for child care centers could mean for Wisconsin. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Love to hear about your experience working in child care, providing it, or seeking it as a parent. Are you finding what you're looking for? How big a budget hit is it for you? Speaking of budget, do you want to see state money going toward these child care centers to replace federal money that's going to dry out at the end of this year? Join in at 800-642-1234. Ruth, apart from keeping the status quo up, I was looking at a map of what one national group calls child care deserts. And wow, a lot of places in Wisconsin have that. Just not enough child care for the local kid population. Rural areas, some suburbs, some urban areas. How big a problem is this?
It's a huge problem. In Wisconsin, we know at least 50% of our communities are considered childcare deserts. What that means is there's more than three children under the age of five with all available parents in the workforce who need care for every one slot of care that is in a community. So there is, in rural areas, we see this number go up to 70% of our communities are childcare deserts. And what we know right now, when we talk to childcare programs and look at survey data coming out of childcare, 50% of childcare programs in Wisconsin right now are indicating that they could serve more children if they could hire staff to fill the vacancies that they have. And so I think it ties in really nicely with this issue of childcare deserts, and those deserts are going to continue to grow. Unless we find a way to help financially support this industry, no one gets rich off of childcare. If there were money to be made in this field, we wouldn't have the shortage of care that we have. So this is an issue that we really need to build public support for, and we need to get the public will to actually invest in it, because it lifts all families in all communities.
Let's bring on a caller now. Thomas is with us in Madison. Hi, Thomas.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what did you want to tell us about?
So I am a first-time parent. I've got an 8-month-old at home. And with the cost of childcare for newborns, like you were saying, at $12,000 a year, my wife and I were deciding as to who's going to go back to work. And after going through our budget, we decided it was in our best interest for her to just stay home out of the workforce for the year and do childcare ourselves, as her going back full time would barely cover the cost of childcare in the first place.
Thomas, congratulations. Sorry about the high cost, though. And Thomas and his family not alone, Ruth. I think a lot. I mean, I did that when I had young kids. Make that calculation. Does it make economic sense to have everybody work full time given the cost of the childcare?
So the one thing I would say on there's a couple different angles to this question, and it's a great question, important for many families to consider, especially if you're fortunate to be a 2-adult household with children. In many cases, it's a single parent. And the one thing I would say is that our economy right now, what we hear from business leaders, economic leaders, workforce leaders across the state of Wisconsin is we need more people in the workforce for our state to continue to be productive and to have a strong economy. And we know that Wisconsin exceeds the national average with babies with moms in the workforce by over 10%. Wisconsin is a work state. We have businesses that rely on people being able to show up for work. And the fact that we end up in more and more situations, the caller was fortunate to be able to make that decision. Not all families can make that decision. And again, how we need people in this workforce, I think, is the other piece of this equation. We need parents to be working.
Thanks for the call, Thomas. Time for one more caller. Marshall is with us in Madison. Marshall, hi.
Hello and good afternoon. I have been in and around children my entire life. My mom worked in the school district. My wife is a preschool educator. And what I have found is we are on almost no clock at this point. People are going to be required to have kids because they aren't allowed to have abortive care. That we're going to have kids we're not expecting to have. They're going to go through a system of childcare that's not prepared for them. They're going to enter a school system that's not prepared for them. And in amongst all of that, a healthcare system that's not prepared to have that explosion of kids. And if we're going to have, like, this is going to be a problem that's just going to add pain onto pain onto pain. And we have to educate them from the start so that we're not picking up pieces as we go.
Marshall, thanks for the call. Ruth, as we wrap up, can you talk about the role of childcare, not just in, you know, caring for the children, but having them be ready, as Marshall says, for school?
Yeah, I mean, childcare definitely is the beginning of our education system. Parents are the first teachers, obviously, but childcare takes it up right away and prepares kids to be able to be learners, lifelong learners in our education system. I do think that the points that Marshall brought up are critical. You know, Dobbs does have an impact on the need for childcare and the need for us to have public investments in it so that all children born into the state of Wisconsin have access to high quality care.
Marshall, thanks for the call. And Ruth, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Ruth Schmidt, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association, founding member of Wisconsin Partners. She joined us to talk about childcare funding here in Wisconsin.